Back home now, and as you might have heard at the top of the programme, a report on past governance issues at the Abbey Theatre has been published this lunchtime. The investigation zoned in on issues between 2019 and 2021 when there was a falling out with the two artistic directors at the time and the board. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke has been poring over the details over the past hour. For those not up to speed, Evelyn, can you just remind us of the background to this?
Well, I suppose we'll start by saying it's called the Crowe Report. That's kind of the local name that we've been using for it. But really, this report is an independent review of governance arrangements and policies at the Abbey Theatre, focusing on that period 2019 to 2021. And this follows a series of unresolved sort of controversies over finances, culture and governance at the Abbey. And essentially, it's a report that was commissioned by the Abbey Theatre by request and on request by the Arts Council. They are the primary, or one of the primary funders of the Abbey Theatre. The Abbey's awarded around €8 million in a budget by them. And there have been lingering questions, Paul, around past governance and financial decisions at the Abbey. So the Arts Council stated that it needed a comprehensive report, and indeed the Abbey was part of this and welcomed it, into the many complex legal and financial issues involved, concentrating on that period. And they wanted all this before they would release full funding to the theatre. So it's believed, and indeed there was an in-depth report carried out by Mazars about costs at the National Theatre. It was unpublished at the time, but subsequently the Irish Times got a copy of it. But it showed that almost €700,000 was spent on HR investigations, termination payments, fees and things like that. So this report was to examine kind of all those issues now. We believe work on the report started in December 2022, believed to have been completed late last year, but it's taken this long, August 2024, for it to be published, as there were so many legally fraught issues involved with it. Indeed, today, as part of the paperwork we got, we saw in the statement from the Abbey that they say that following consideration and informed by legal advice received, the board concluded that the Abbey Theatre could not publish the report in full, as this would result in a breach of legal protections and contractual restrictions and agreement. So what is published today is the summary of the findings and the recommendations. So it has published 12 findings, 6 recommendations and the actions taken.
It is a complicated story, but sure, what do we know about those when it comes to the key findings?
Well, I suppose the thing is the time frame, and it covers the tenure there of the former artistic directors of the theatre, Graham McLaren and Neil Murray. They are in place for 5 years, from 2016 to 2021. But in their later years and since, they've had a major really falling out with the Abbey, and as recently as July this year, they published a public statement outlining their strong views on the problems with the theatre as they see it. During their tenure there and after it expired, there were allegations, there were complaints, there were HR complaints that were eventually dropped in relation to one of them in particular, Graham McLaren. So that HR issue, the handling of it, is at the heart of this report. The investigation into those complaints, they were all ultimately withdrawn, but it took a long time. It was told, he says, or it was reported, that initially he was told that that investigation would take 8 weeks, but it carried on for 2 years. And then subsequently, kind of separately, both men got settlements as well. So there are many twists and turns to this story, really.
And what is the significance now for the Abbey Theatre after this long review?
Well, I suppose it's about the key findings, you know, and the key findings include things like the question of whether and to what extent the Abbey complies with the DPR Code of Practice for Governance. This is an issue that they say the Abbey needs to resolve on an urgent basis. Another key finding is that the organisation had complied with its statutory obligations and that the method of implementing the investigation was done in accordance with fair procedures and employment law principles. Another finding also states that the board did not contribute to that delay, that protracted delay that we talked about in the HR investigation. So there are many different findings here. But another key finding was in relation to record keeping. Two committees had been set up to investigate it. There were no notes kept by the Abbey. So different findings there as well. Another key finding about the work of the two committees set up to investigate these issues was made in relation to the former chair, stating that the involvement of the chair of the Abbey board in both committees left the board with no independent final arbiter. So really the significance of all this for the Abbey is manifold. I mean, the cultural significance of the Abbey can't be understated. But on a practical level, it's about their budget. It's about the fact that the Arts Council is withholding part of their budget or has been withholding part of their funding, pending outcomes of this and pending actions been taken. So that's why it's so important for the Abbey today that this is out there and that they are seen to be proactive and handling all this and moving on and clarifying governance issues so they can unlock that revenue and really restore confidence, I suppose.
RT's arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke, thanks very much for bringing us up to date. No doubt there'll be more coverage throughout the day on this particular issue.